Close your eyes, watch your breath. Watch it all the way in, all the way out. Appreciate the fact that you have this opportunity to practice. Today's the 7th anniversary of the passing of King Rama IX, who did a great deal to keep Thailand together during a period when countries nearby were all falling apart. It was because he was able to keep the country together that monks were able to practice, nuns were able to practice. All the famous Ajahns had the opportunity to practice. And people from the West were able to come and study with the Ajahns and then bring the Dharma back here. So the fact that we have this opportunity here at Wat Metta depends a lot on the fact that Rama IX was able to keep the country together. He understood that if the country was going to be strong, prosperity had to be spread around. This was under his influence that the whole country got electricity. And he himself would go out to areas where people were really poor and struggling, areas that didn't have water. He'd find ways to dig canals and bring water to them. Areas without education, areas without medical care. He brought education, he brought medical care. He did an awful lot. He went way out of his way to look after his people. It's very rare to find a leader in the world like that. Most of the leaders of the world look around us and do they care about their people? No. So when we have a leader who has that position and is able to take advantage of his status, his position to help people, it's good that we appreciate that, not take it for granted. Then we can think about ourselves. What position do we have? What status do we have? We have some place in some way. How can we use it best? Well, use it to help people at large. That way goodness gets carried on in the world. We have gratitude for the people whose goodness we've depended on. It encourages us to contribute some goodness to the world as well. People without gratitude don't appreciate the effort that other people have put into making a place good, making opportunities good. And they're very unlikely to do the same thing for others, to provide opportunities. So there's a saying in Buddhism that the sign of a good person is gratitude. So think about all the people who've helped you in your life and think about how you can pass that, some of the goodness along. It's out of gratitude, because of our sense of gratitude, the human society is humane. Without gratitude, we'd be like animals, and sometimes worse than animals. There are animals who are really grateful for the help that's given to them. So to be a complete human being, we've got to learn how to develop this quality of gratitude in ourselves.